The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. It would help if I turned the camera on, wouldn't it? God. So, this is our fifth month doing this. Or, it's going to be the start of our sixth month on January 1st. And I still can't get the fucking buttons right. Still coming to your cordless, everybody. 11.02 p.m. on the East Coast and 8.02 on the West Coast and 10.02 p.m. here in Minneapolis, where I'm sitting. Welcome to another edition of Jim Peters Tonight. I'm Jim Peters. This is our show number 65. So here's the deal. I've been promoing for all week about the fact that Santa was going to be here tonight. But Santa, unfortunately, had a death in his family very sudden this morning. Not unexpected. And so he's not up to doing this. And I don't blame him. You know, live broadcasting, folks, that's what happens. So I had a whole show planned around Santa's appearance, and he's not going to be here. Now, the really interesting thing is, so we've been talking with Santa about him coming every couple of months on the show because we decided it might be really fascinating to see what Santa does in the off season just as a character. So he's probably going to be here in January. He's probably going to come back in January, but he was not up to doing this tonight. I don't blame him. So that's the way things go, you know. So, this is not going to be a very long program here. I don't even know if it's going to be a program. It's more just going to be me talking for a few minutes. I've had a pretty upsetting week, I got to admit. This thing that happened in Colorado with the Supreme Court, it was for me what I can a watershed moment. And I got to admit, I got really, really angry. I did not think this was going to happen. I didn't, not to mention the fact it seemed legally completely full of bullshit. I don't think there's any way around it. And I just think it portends on how nasty the 2024 election is going to get. I mean, ever since Hillary Clinton lost, you know, the woman was supposed to be the first female president. And I still remember that incredible broadcast that Stephen Colbert did that night live. Everyone just assumed she was going to win. And when she didn't, it was like the roof fell in. And ever since then, man, we've had the nastiest politics ever. So it's pretty obvious. I mean, I don't have to even say it, that the Democrats' goal is to not even to beat Donald Trump. It's to get him so people can't even vote for him. And I think that's, Colbert said on the last night of the show, he said, well, you know, removing the guy from the ballot is actually the pro-democratic thing to do. No, it isn't. No. No, you're full of shit. I'm really angry about this, really. So, and then a couple other things happened this week that kind of fell by the wayside from the mainstream media, and that's because they're lying bastards. One is this thing that happened with the Pope supposedly blessing same-sex unions, and he didn't. And the thing, so I picked up on this because of what Ed Morrissey wrote on Hot Air. And as far as I could tell, at least in the 24 hours after that announcement was made, Hot Air and I were the only people in the entire spectrum of the media, and, you know, I don't count for a lot, and Hot Air is not exactly the New York Times, no offense to them. I mean, I think it's one of the finest publications on the internet, and it's largely free, too. That's at hotair.com. And also, Ed Morrissey, who wrote that, is going to be on our show. I think it's January 23rd, I think. We have him booked. So, at any rate, you know, I'm going on about this, and Ed is going on about this, and at first they're saying, no, you're wrong. Then there was the thing about, well, okay, there's some caveats to this. And then over the course of the week, got twisted about the fact that we, the people who are saying that it's wrong, are wrong. And no, we're not. No, no. But what's going on here is that the press is trying to basically force this into a truth. And then you stop and think about all the stuff I've talked about and all the lying about the UFO shit over the last 30 years, and you can't find much better example of this. They think that if they can't ram this through the American public psyche, that it will become true. And in some ways, they're right. It will, if they succeed at doing it. I mean, I don't know how the Vatican feels about it. And you could make an argument that Pope Francis is so liberal himself that maybe, I mean, that never occurred to me right away, but maybe that was their actual plan. I'm kind of naive. I got to admit, I'm constantly astonished when people do highly dishonest shit, especially in public, you know. I mean, like, you know, embezzlement and stuff like that. Okay, you know, I get that. I mean, you're committing a crime, but you're thinking you'll get away with it. But, you know, they're literally doing this in public. So they're saying now, the big next thing in the media, that we're wrong for saying it's wrong. No, we're not. No, they're incorrect. They're lying. Then the other thing that happened is that Elon Musk, the mainstream media reports the fact that almost every Tesla automobile is going to have to be recalled. Their idea of a recall is a software update, and amazing, this is the hilarious thing. In Tesla's the only major car manufacturer where the software updates are automatic over the air, that you don't have to do anything. In other words, it happens. Not only do you not have to take the car into a dealer, you don't even have to press a button. The software updates just happen. You know, they're just off of Wi-Fi, and the car connects to the internet, and they download a software. It was nothing, and they're saying that they're calling it a major recall. And of course they are, because Elon Musk said he was going to vote Republican. You know, I mean, Christ, does it ever end? And that's my point here. No, it's never going to end, and never will. I mean, we're in 2024 starts in 10 days. And we're in for probably the nastiest election season ever. I mean, it already is. I don't even think you can even argue with that now. You know, so I have some thoughts here to end our year, and with Christmas coming up, I'm going to tell you a little story. It's not really a story. It's a statement. But most of the people who know me don't know this about me. About 40, 45 years ago, when I was a young man, I was in my mid-20s or early 20s, I had an intense disagreement with my parents and was thinking seriously about cutting off relations with them. I was. Now, the amazing thing is, in retrospect, what I was thinking, that issue was serious enough, so it was not, I don't look back now and say, well, that was just petty bullshit. It actually wasn't. It was serious. And that issue still is. And I decided, and I don't know how the hell this happened, I somehow gathered a bunch of wisdom, because especially in my 20s, I can't exactly say it was wise, but I decided not to. And I've never told anyone this, I never discussed it with them, never discussed this with a soul. I decided not to do that. And in retrospect, I absolutely did the right thing. I'm very, very glad I did. Because the thing is, as you get older, you start to realize that, well, okay, people have their differences, but that doesn't mean you can't get along. I have a whole bunch of friends that watch the show. The vast majority of them are liberals. They think politically I'm crazy. They still watch. Occasionally they get upset, you know, but they watch and they give me a good time. One of my friends, I think I mentioned this last night during the tag team segment. One of my shows friends watch the show. He calls it ICU. That's for idiots, conspiracies, and UFOs. He said, that's what your show's about, ICU. Okay, yeah, that's right. He's right, you know. But I'm bringing this up because it's the holiday season. And here's the deal, you know, try to get along with your family. You know, I don't know where you're at. I'm really blessed. I mean, I generally, I got really lucky in the in-law department. I mean, my wife literally has 100 first cousins. No shit. I mean, it's not unusual. We have dinner, 40 people just go up. I mean, that actually happens. And I love them to death. They're fantastic. And yeah, so I can't even say that my parents and I patched this up. I just decided to ignore it. And that worked. That did. We, you know, my father's been long past, but my mother, she's been on the show. She's 99 years old. You know, we get along fabulously. I've noticed something. I shouldn't talk about this on the air, but especially in the last like few weeks or couple months, she's getting angrier as she gets older. And I don't know. I think that's a thing with really old people. I mean, I think that kind of happens. And she's not losing her faculties at all. She's getting pissed off about like everything. But anyway, that's another issue. I just throw that out. I don't know if any of you have had any experience with this or not. You know, my father suffered from dementia before he passed away. That was in 1989, just like almost 25 years ago. Or 30. What am I talking about? 35 years ago. And that wasn't pretty. If any of you have lived through that, that's not, you know, a good thing to do, but to have to experience on the other end, let alone having to go through it. I gotta admit, I find it, the idea that scares me way more than death. I'm not actually particularly afraid of dying. It's gonna happen sooner or later, so whatever, you know. But man, losing your mind before you die, holy shit, that scares me. But my point here is, like, you know, try to get along with your relatives, try to get along with your families, forgive people. Now, I can't, if your father raped you as a teenager, I'm not going to, you know, maybe you shouldn't forgive him. I'm not going to try to, some things are maybe beyond the pale, and I can't, you know, but to make judgments about that, you know, or if your father killed your brother or something like that, you know, that may, you know, you might have just stepped over a line there where for forgiveness is impossible. And I understand that. So I know this doesn't apply to everybody. But I also know the vast majority of people that I see, that I talk to, who have issues with their family, mostly they're unbelievably petty. It's just stupid shit, you know? And here's the deal, folks. Get over it. I mean, people, you need somebody to love and you need somebody to love you, you know? And the first place to go there for that is your family. And if you can, you know, like, I want to reiterate what I just said, and that is, I know for some people it's going to be impossible. I know that, but for the vast majority of people, it's usually not as bad as you think. That's the thing, you know. And the thing is, I look back on my own experience with that, and it actually was pretty bad, and I still basically just forgot about it, and it worked. It did. That's my thing, you know. It's like, you know, love the people in your life. It's Christmas, you know, the birth of Jesus, and whether you buy that or not doesn't even really matter. I mean, it's become a universal holiday of love now. So especially the fact that, you know, that Christmas and Hanukkah pretty much fall together. So, and you get that Kwanzaa stuff, which is, I mean, forgive me, that's a made up holiday, isn't it? I mean, Valentine's Day is a made-up holiday, like Hallmark. Yeah, okay, that's great. We got a one-year day where that's about love. Okay, fine, I can buy that, but that's not natural. that didn't just, like, that hasn't been around for millennia. Somebody at Hallmark decided, I think we can sell more cards. it's stupid. But whatever, you know, but this is the time of year, when you reflect on this stuff. And once again, my point is, you know, love the people you're with and make certain they can love you. You know, that's pretty much all I have to say here. So we have an interesting year coming up here. First of all, we're doing a show on January 1st. We're taking the rest of the next week off. We are doing a show on Monday night, January 1st, which is New Year's Day. We're doing a show. We got a special announcement, and we have a special guest. So for that show, and then we're off to the races, and we already got a bunch of really interesting guests booked for January. So you don't have to listen to me prattle on like an idiot. And I want to thank you folks too. Now with Mark Morano's appearance on Tuesday, we are just approaching 1,000 When I checked a few minutes ago, I think we were 990 followers on Rumble, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Considering the fact we've only done this for 5 months and 65 shows, your reaction has been really, response has been really incredible, and I really appreciate it. You know, it's like we're not Ben Shapiro or Dan Bongino by any means, but still, we've only been doing this for a few months and a few shows, so we're not even close to 100 yet. You know, I mean, I look at the count on Shapiro, I mean, I think it's like 2952 or something like that. I mean, he's been doing this forever. And that's the thing. There are guys who've been doing this forever. You know, people forget, you know, how does Joe Rogan get that much money? Well, here's the deal. He started way before anybody even knew what the fuck this was. You know, and, you know, it bears pointing out, he did his show and Adam Carolla simultaneously did his show for 10 years before they saw any money from it at all. And they shelled out money to get people to assist them. So they were losing money on doing these shows and they for 10 years. So it's you stick with it, folks, perseverance. And it's really weird. That's one thing. It took me a long time to figure that out. Basically, perseverance in life is the only thing that really matters. You know, on the other hand, too, I've always said this, and that is the two most important caveats of life contradict each other. The first one is never, ever, ever give up. And the second one is you have to know when it's time to give up. It's like, it's really weird. But yeah, I don't know. You got to play it by ear. But anyway, yeah, we're looking forward to a really good year here. And I want to thank you folks for watching. I really appreciate it. Yeah, that's all I got tonight. Santa couldn't make it, rightly so. We'll talk to him later, and I hope you guys have a really great holiday, okay? So, as I like to say, good night, Esperanza, good night, Uncle Donnie, and good night to you, wherever you are. Have a good evening, and have a good Christmas. Have a good holiday season. We'll see you on January 1st. Thanks.